order. Everyone stand for a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor, public comment, John.
How do we ever make out with the chickens? Are they still allowed or?
Well, they're not allowed. It's an ongoing litigation.
We still have in the village then, or?
As far as I know, I know there's some in the village.
Existing ones in the
village.
And one other thing. I read or I heard, I don't know if it was a newspaper or another. I was one of the police cars. Do they get carbon monoxide detectors in them?
In them? I don't know. They have carbon? No.
No, we don't have the carbon monoxide detectors. We got two notices from Ford about a recall of power steering and the carbon monoxide issue.
Right.
Ours isn't modified to the extent of experiencing that carbon monoxide issue. It's usually when they drill in the back, up underneath. We don't have that problem, but we're going to bring it up to Ford as soon as we get our other car back for those recalls.
Because a couple guys got killed with that, I think, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't had any symptoms or anything like that since we've had the cars.
Okay.
Just though, maybe even a little cheap one.
Yep. No, we carry them on the EMS bags for the first in bags.
When they're coming to snow around and whatever.
Yep. Anyone else? Okay. Approved the minutes from September meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Guy, second by Randy. Any comments or changes to the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Treasurer's report. Entertain a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
So moved.
So moved, Bill.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions or comments on the treasurer's report?
Point out that we still don't have the balances that Bill's been asking for.
Oh, the yes, I know. Okay, the capital fund accounts.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll get those. I'll put those in your box. I'll get them tonight and put them in. They're right in the drawer. So, but I will get them out for you. Anything else? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Correspondence. Don't see anything in the packet. We have something from Charter.
No, that was just for you.
That was just for us? Okay. That was something coming up. All right. All right. So, no correspondence. Highway Department.
Highway Department. The work within the village has been completed by Del Signore a couple of weeks ago. As you know, we had kind of a hold up on it because of the weather, but good things came at the end, and the streets have been paved, and they seem to be in very good shape. Jay and Peter worked with them and said they did an excellent job, and there was no problem at all. The one portion that's not been completed is the crack filling out on McClellan Drive and Park Avenue. And that's later on the agenda here. We have some quotes for that to complete that. And Jay and Peter are working with Lori to complete the leaking, I guess you could call it a,
culvert.
Yeah, culvert is backing up, and it's been completed, and they're in the process of finishing the job now. That's all I have.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Did an excellent job on the paving. Looks really good.
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Water department.
Jay ran raw lead and copper tests, did all the synthetic organic compounds tests required by the county. Ran the routine samples, which is done every month. The fire hydrants got flushed. We had a quill pop out in the pump house. I think when Jay was away, and Pete fixed that. We had a little bit of flooding in the pump house, but not too major. Everything's running fine, and all the samples came back fine. The average use was 142,000 gallons a day, and two coliform tests were conducted, and both came back negative.
Police department.
You have the written report in front of you. Officer Jones filed that report for September. September, we had 3 arrests, 24 incidents, 155 traffic tickets issued. 53 of those were for speeding, including 11 exceeding 20 miles over the speed limit and 1 exceeding 30 miles over the speed limit. And the average speed over the speed limit for those tickets was 15.6 miles an hour. 28 tickets were written for operating a motor vehicle using an electronic device or a mobile phone without a hands-free device. We also had 11 tickets for issued for failing.
You get anybody else. We can't just negotiate a price with...
So can we continue? This is good for a year.
Right.
Can we continue on a month-to-month basis?
Well, that you'd have to ask Matt about.
Okay.
You have to talk to him about that.
Okay.
We're going to be back here on the 8th. Whatever the results of whatever you find, we're going to have a meeting. I think our meeting.
Right. We can still table this till next month. I'm just pointing out that, you know, come next month, if we've done nothing between now and then, it's going to be signed this contract because we've got a pickup coming up next Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and...
And the problem is, can we get out of Erxwam?
Well, getting out of Erxwama, we can do that, but it would be when our... I mean, we're paid for a year. We have annual dues, so... You know, I'm sure we can pick and choose what we want to participate with. I know one of the big things that, and the other thing too, I would like to figure out because I my understanding, and I don't know if you have the contract that we signed, but I would like to get a copy of it back so I could review it again. But I thought it was a 3-year contract that we signed with 2 1-year extensions. And I thought it was only 2 years ago. So I was under the impression this is the 3rd year of the 3-year deal. But it might be 3 years old, and maybe it's the 1st year of the extension. I'm not sure.
Matt said today when I spoke to him that our contract ended several years ago. And then the board, our Swama board, had a meeting, and they decided that they weren't going to do contracts anymore. Many municipalities didn't want the long-termness of it anymore. So they all agreed to do the 1-year extensions. And that's why for the last 3 years we've been doing this.
We bid. We put our refuse out to bid in the last 3 years. And I think
Yeah. But our Swama we don't have a contract with.
No.
Just a service agreement.
We're a member of them.
Yes.
Right, so they get so we do the tipping fee. Supposedly, we're getting a deal because all the municipalities that have garbage pickup through Erswama, all of the refuse goes to the same place, and we get a deal on the tipping. So Bill's going to check on that to see what kind of a deal we're getting, and that's
right.
That's good.
See, right now, where the tipping is going down to B3 in Canaan.
Yeah.
Okay. And if they can handle it where they're located, it would seem to me that we could save some money.
So. Right. So that's fine. So we'll take a look at that. But the pickup, the truck coming into the village and actually picking up the refuse, is part of a contract that we have.
Right.
Yes.
So is
that? But that is with solid waste.
That is with County
Waste. County Waste.
So this contract here is just for the tipping.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other services that Osama provides to us.
Yeah, any other things.
And the fee.
And
okay. And the $5,800. Okay. So that's what this is. Okay.
Pretty much covers the $5,800. I mean, right. That would be my opinion.
All right. All right. So we'll table this the next month. So, crack filling quotes.
Well, as I reported earlier, we have the street work done in the village, but the one portion of what we were getting was the crack filling on McClellan Drive and Park Avenue, and that was quoted along with Delsignor, who did the work in the village. They were not able to get to it. And so since time is running out now, I went to Copeland and talked with them, and they are willing to do it on a one-time basis only without any of the other work which has already been done and covered. Last Friday, two of their gentlemen, I've got their names here, Pete and Don, I met with them and we went over the road work and measured it. Each of them had a wheel to measure. I was with Peter, and he did the center line down the middle. Any part that was not cracked or needed work on it, the wheel would come up. So he gave a good, solid, lineal foot read. And that came out to 1,900 lineal feet. Some of the other quotes that we got were estimates. Jay went through and did it, and he came up with a figure, but the other ones were just guesses, and they weren't real hard and fact lineal footage. The quote that we got here is for $3,950. And as part of that, they take the cracks that there, and they have a tool that goes down through and forms a V, so that when the composition goes in there, it'll have something to bind to. They then go through and put water on it to cool it off, so that if any vehicles get in there, it won't get tracked around. I think since time is running out, and since it's a local firm, they've been in business a long time, I would suggest that we select this particular quote as being a good bona fide one. The quotes that we got from the others range I gotta get my stuff together here just a minute.
There's two others in your folder.
Yeah, there's two other ones here. I'm looking. I mean, so are the others?
I made a summary of it. I can't find it.
So there's, we got one for best paving and seal coating, and from HMS. That's what's in my packet. Here.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
So my first question is the price for crack filling, are they going to honor that price? Because it also has the repair work that they're not doing.
Yeah, well, I'm under the assumption that they're not going to honor the price, that they would want to do it, redo it again. And I think we're running out of time. I mean, we do have three figures here.
Well, yeah, and Copeland's the highest one.
Correct.
We're going to get a picture of it.
So,
but I also feel that it's a good bona fide quote. They went through, measured it exactly.
Well, I think that you, in the fair bidding process, you get three quotes, and you look at the lowest quote first and see if that is a bona fide quote. And if it isn't a bona fide quote, then you can exclude them. But
well, it's going to mean calling them up and getting them back out here to see if they're interested. If they're not interested, because it was part of the other quote, we're going to have to get somebody else. And again, we're running out of time.
Well, unfortunately, that's the rules, the bidding rules.
We have three bid prices here.
Right. We have three bids. So the low bid is $2,000.
I would suggest we not honor that.
You can't. It's the bidding process. You can't. Unless you've got...
On what purpose are you excluding this?
I will then get in touch with the other two and see if they would be willing to honor this price.
Right, because this says he's going to do 2,500 feet of crack for $2,000. And this one says he's going to do 2,500 feet of crack for $2,750. And this one says he's going to do 1,900 feet of crack for $3,950.
Correct.
So, yeah, there's no way we can accept the $3,950. First of all, HMA is a bona fide contractor, but, I mean, so my question to you is, I mean, if they turn around, you go and talk to them, and they said, you know, that price was prevalent, you know, was predicated on us doing all the other work, and now if you only want me to do the crack seal, then this is my price just for that. You know, we should have had that.
Well, they're going to have to come out and measure it in the same way that Copeland did.
So, well, that's the process.
Well, okay, so we shouldn't be doing anything in November.
Well, unless it stays warm, but...
What money were you going to use?
He's got money in his street.
No, I'm just saying, if it's CHIPS money, you got to make sure it's 10 years.
I don't think we can use CHIPS money for crack.
We did.
The money.
Yeah.
He's got to make sure you're not in that 10-year thing, too. That's all. You got to follow the rules there, too.
Yeah, and
you should probably keep track of the road repairs under CHIPS money, because it's supposed to be a 10-year rule. Keep a log or have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if we do a road using CHIPS money and it's put in between that 10 years.
I think we have a repair log, right?
I do.
Yeah. So we got that covered.
I do on my CHIPS application.
Yeah.
They're all listed.
Sure. Right. But in the bidding process, you know, we need to, I mean, we need those other bids updated. That's what we need.
Okay, I'll get those updated then by the next next meeting.
Okay. At the early meeting, we should be able to still fit the crack building. And November is the beginning.
Okay. Now, if in fact they're not interested,
then just for that kind of money, we're required to have three written quotes. So we can advertise and take bids, and then if we don't get three written quotes when we advertise and take bids, we can award.
Oh, you run out of time.
I know, but governments have rules they need to follow in awarding projects.
The Delsignor, who did the work here in the village, quoted $4,000. For the crack ceiling,
but this was part of his job, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I would just tell him he's got to do it. I mean, it was part of his job. His original bid was $4,000.
Yeah. For that portion of the thing, the bill we're paying is less than that. In other words, that's not part of what we're paying for the work out here.
But it was part of their quote.
Part of the quote, yes. So
part of the agreement that we entered.
Well, if we accepted his quote included in the crack zone, then I think we shouldn't we tell him he's got to do it, right?
I mean, did the specs include crack seal?
Well, if the list of things that he said he was going to do included crack sealing, then why aren't we telling him he's got to do it?
I don't know. Why did he decide
it did, but he didn't have time to do it, so he did not complete it. And his price was $4,000.
Then
so do
take $4,000 off the bill.
He took $4,000 off the bill.
Well, are we holding retainage?
No, that was never one of those. When he submitted the bill for the completion of the job, he did take that dollar amount off the bill.
Yeah, well, he
so
should
instead
be
of that being $23,000-something, that's why it was only the $19-something.
But he should be responsible for any increase in cost that it cost this village to go out and get somebody else to do that piece of the job. You know, that's why whenever you pay a contractor, you hold back 10% until everything's settled. You know, so we'd have $3,000, or, you know, or if we paid $19,000, we'd have $1,900 on the table till we go out and do it. And if it costs us more to get the work done, then you turn around and you say, hey, you know, so this guy will do it. You want to pay him instead, or how do you want to handle that? But we didn't do that, so.
No, we didn't.
So, if you want to make this happen fast, I'll tell you how you can do it. We have a price from him for $4,000 to do the crack sealing. Go back to him, ask him if they will hire Copeland to do the crack sealing for $39.50, and then we can pay him the $4,000 and he can pay Copeland. That would be a legal right?
Yeah, he's a sub.
He's a sub at that point. And that would, you could do that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I can do that tomorrow.
Okay. So, but that would be a way we could do this, because it's no more than what he quoted. And if he's willing to subcontract this to Copeland, then we could get it done. So that might be an option to get this done quickly.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm trying to work with you on how to do this.
You got to remember.
I know.
You're familiar with this contracting stuff.
I know. But, you know, with contracting stuff, when we come to the board to make a decision, we have to have three valid quotes. And, you know, the two valid quotes that we're looking at aren't really valid because
they were part of
they're part of another package, so we only have one quote.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll contact him tomorrow morning.
But that would be a way to do that.
Okay.
All right. Open floor for public comment.
You guys are going to make an extra $100 anyway without doing nothing.
Right. Exactly. He probably wants 10 and 15, right? Public comment. Yes, Terry.
I just want to take a minute to thank Guy for being very late for work this morning. We tangled him up in some auditor things, some office things, and I had some feedback about the inclusivity resolution. He was very generous with his time and listened to my input. I have concerns about the resolution. It's already passed. I'm happy to discuss them if anyone should want to, but my main point was to say thank you, Guy, for taking input and being very late for work, and also to suggest to the board that in future, if you're going to approve any resolutions that purport to express the feelings of residents on any topic, you should first talk with the residents to be sure that you got a read on that and that the language that you're using reflects the feeling of the community.
Okay.
Thanks.
Anything else? Okay, so we're going to move into executive session to discuss some pending litigation. And then when we come back out of executive session, the only thing we'll be doing is auditing and approving the payment of bills. So there will be no other business discussed unless we have to do something with this litigation. But other than that, that would be the only things that we would do is pay the bills. So you're welcome to stay and hang around if you like. Or if not, I thank you all for coming and have a good evening. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Motion to come back into a regular session.
Second.
It should be a dumpster.
Randy.
And Nelson Tree's going to move their stuff, so.
All right.
We came out of session, and that was Randy and.
Randy and Guy.
Thank you.
Okay, so entertain a motion to. pay bills number 118 through 150 in the amount of $38,021.27 in the general fund and $3,306.59 in the water fund, and $2,002.62 to be paid outside of abstract.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on those? What bills? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Adjournment's in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.